Yep, you're stuck with me again this week. Morning. I got a confession to make to y'all. I love my wife with all my heart. Well, she has a way of holding my feet to the fire worse than any drill instructor I ever had. So I didn't get my message printed out this week. And I was like, I talked to God about it all week, and I can do it by my notes. So I came in from work last night, and she said, you know, you stood up there last week and said, nothing comes before Christ. But you let your job come before Christ, because you could have took a day off. I was like, no! You're a crazy woman. I didn't do that. I've been talking to God all week. I justified. And she went, all right, I won't say another word. And I was like, boy, that woman's crazy. Well, this morning, as I was gathering my notes together and everything, Holy Spirit said to me, she was right. You chose that truck over me. You put that job before me. So if you're going to walk it, if you're going to talk it, big boy, you better walk it. So right here, I'm confessing before you. I stood here last week and said nothing comes before God, and then I turned right around and right on my face. Yeah. But I confessed it, and I'm forgiven. So today's message is on redemption. And five reasons why we need redemption. You see, we're not good enough to get to heaven by ourselves. There's no way, because we are slaves. We are slaves to sin. Now you sit there and you think, no, I ain't a slave to sin. I don't do that. Well, according to Jesus, in John 8:34, he says, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits a sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Anybody ever sin? Huh? Yeah. Well, Pastor sinned. He forgot about a meeting this morning, so there you go. Girl, there goes that greyhound, right? We've all sinned. We've all sinned and come short of glory. And sometimes sin is as much what you think as what you do. Wherever there is sin, there's slavery. That's just a simple fact of the matter. We're all human. But Jesus will forgive us of our sins. That's part of the redemption. That's part of the redemption story. Now, in Romans 8:23 and 24, I've got it here. I had it here. Okay, I lost a sticky note, so I got to look it up. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. So that's one reason for our redemption. We are under grace, not law. I told you 1 John 1:9 last week. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And the second reason for redemption is judgment. Make no mistake about it. We're all going to face judgment. Every single one of us. So we've learned wherever there is sin, there's slavery, and then there's judgment. And it says here in John, I got a lot of verses for y'all today. So it says here in John 5:26-29. For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself, and has given Him authority to execute judgment, also because He is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all are in the graves will hear His voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. So right there, we're all going to get judged. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to stand before a holy God and say, I got nothing? Are we going to sit there, are we going to justify like I did? Oh, Sharon's crazy. You know? I can't help what she thinks. I mean, that woman's just, you know. We're going to sit there and justify it. I'll tell you something, when we stand before a holy God, we ain't going to be able to justify squat. Because He's got our life recorded. Everything that we have done. And I'm not looking forward to that day. I'm saved, born again, child of God. I'm telling you, I know that I have a home in heaven. But I sure ain't looking forward to seeing God's movie about me. It's embarrassing. My behavior before Christ is embarrassing. I just as soon forget about it. I'd love to forget about it, but I can't. So we have slave to sin, and we have judgment. So what do we need for that? What do we need to get out of that? We need a Savior. And a Savior, we get a Savior, there's a cost of judgment. And the cost was our Lord hanging on that tree, beaten, bloody, gasping for every breath that He took. And as Christians, we need, you know, a lot of people say, I've had people say to me, Walt, you're just being a little too graphic. I had two friends of mine and Sharon's come to this church one day. We invited them to come to this church. And the pastor was speaking on the Old Testament and about the sacrifices. And they said, so we left church and everything. We said, well, what'd you guys think? Oh, it's too graphic. It's too graphic. Well, it's got to be graphic. Because, see, Jesus couldn't scratch Himself and save our souls. So think about what our Lord must have looked like. I try to think about it every day. It brings tears to my eyes. When I think of how bloody and bruised and beaten, chunks of flesh taken out of Him, gasping for every breath. And He chose that time to think about me. He chose that time to think about you. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be redeemed. I don't deserve for a holy God to die, to come, take the shape of a man, take the body of a man, to teach and to preach for 3 years, going all over everywhere He could, trying to lead people to Christ, trying to lead, show people His love, and then to hang on that tree and suffer that. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Nobody deserves it. And I don't understand it. I wish that I had the love in my heart that Jesus Christ had in his heart for us. And we must always remember. We must always remember that. Pastor told me one time he watched Passion of the Christ and he could only watch it once. Am I right on that, Pastor? I don't even have the guts to watch it once. I don't know how many other people have watched it, but I don't have the guts to watch it once. You see, we are redeemed by Jesus. Now, Jesus was sin-free because if he had sin, he'd be just like us. He'd need a Savior. Money won't buy us redemption, only the blood of Christ. And a life is required for forgiveness to a holy God. See, we can't save ourselves. We can't earn salvation. We can't buy salvation. We have to have the blood of Jesus. I had a friend in another denomination say to my wife, "We earn our way into heaven." If you think you can earn your way into heaven, you might as well just walk out the door and go to the lake and start going fishing. And don't even think about being here today, because we can't earn our way to heaven. We have to rely fully on the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why I said last week that I did not do this week. We must put Jesus first. I've already told you, he's forgiven me of that. But it was a wake-up call for me. So we are all subject to God's judgment. But here's the good news. We got a defense attorney up there. Because every time they call, God will look and say, "Hey, here's Walt, committed adultery." Jesus says, "I got that covered. I took care of that. Well, here's Walt, he did drugs. I got that covered. I took care of that." So every time my sin is pulled up, Jesus has got it covered. Because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I live for him. Yes, I failed. And I'll stand up here and freely let every one of you know I failed. But he has also forgiven me. And I'm going to keep on serving him. I'm going to keep on living for him. You know, I don't know what it looks like in heaven. I mean, I try to imagine heaven and I can't. But I can imagine Jesus. I know Jesus is sitting there at the right hand of the Father. And I know that I just imagine in my crazy warped truck driver mind that he's got these red poker chips. And every time God pulls up a sin of one of us, Jesus goes, "You got that covered." And he flips it over into a dump truck. But that dump truck never gets filled up. That's why we must put him first. I had a friend, and I asked her if I could bring this up. I won't mention her name, but her husband had oral surgery. And she was very concerned for him. He was in pain, great pain, and she'd made him as comfortable as she could, but there was nothing else she could do for him. And she's sitting there, and she just felt worse as worse could be. And then she said, the Holy Spirit said to her, "Did you feel that way for me?" Said it shook her to her very core. But but she's redeemed. Jesus paid the cost for our redemption. And we can never, ever, ever earn it. It has to be a gift. It has to be given to us. Now, I know some of you older Christians are probably sitting there going, hey, well, move on. I got it. I've been listening to this for a long time. I read the Bible. I understand what it says. If that's the way you feel, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to those who might have a doubt. I'm talking to the newer Christians. I'm talking to the person who ain't saved, is watching online going, the one who's curious. Because if you ever get sick and tired of hearing the redemption story, you need a redeemer. Number four, we are set free. Well, I sure don't feel like I'm set free, Walt. I'm sure don't feel like I'm set free. How come, boy, I got a light bill in. You go to the grocery store lately, you ought to be on my job. You are set free, people. If you are a born-again, saved child of God, you are set free, and you can walk 10 foot off the ground because your Lord loves you and you are forgiven. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how many burdens you got. Jesus wants to take those burdens from you. And if he ain't took them burdens already, it's because you ain't give them to him. You know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Romans 8:28. For all things happen for the good of those who believe and are called to his purpose. And talk about being set free. Look at Romans 8, 1 and 2. I think I might have already read this, but the Lord's telling me to read it again, so you just have to deal with it. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now think about that. We're free. There's no condemnation. Yes, we're going to face judgment, but not because we're going to hell. Matthew says, Jesus said in Matthew, lay your treasures in heaven. Our judgment is going to be when we get our treasures. I had a Christian man tell me one time, he said, you know, Walt, and he was dying. He said, you know, Walt, he says, I ain't afraid to die. He said, I'm ashamed to die. He said, because I haven't led anybody to the Lord. I was like, Bubba, you don't know that you ain't led anybody to the Lord. How many people did you witness to? He said, I witnessed to a lot of them. None of them took it. I said, how do you know? How do you know? You're free. You're set free. And the last tenet, reason for redemption, is service to God. We're having a meeting today after church. All these team leads and stuff, these things that we do here, whether it's a greeting team or the security team or the whatever team it is, it's all in service to God. And this man I just told you about doing his witnessing, that's in service to God. Standing up here trying to give this message, stumbling all over myself. Praise God, that's in service to God. So whatever we do, we should do it for the Lord every day. Well, I can't do that. I can't do that. Baloney. I drive that truck of mine. I do it for God's glory and honor. Because I got to drive that truck that at that time. When someone asks me, Walt, can you come help me? I do it for God's glory and honor. And I'm going to continue to do it. And I pray that you will too. So whatever you do for work, do it for His glory and honor. In James 2:18 it says, well, someone will say, you have faith, but I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Without works, there is no faith. Our works justify our faith. So we ought to be stumbling all over each other trying to get out that door to go do something for Jesus. I know I want to do something for Jesus. I want to do something for Jesus because He saved me. Because He redeemed me. Because He loves me. And He loves each and every one of you. And He loves each and every one of you watching online. Don't you ever think that you're not worth anything, because you're worth the life of God. The life of fully man, fully God, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for you. And if you don't want to hear that, I'm sorry for you. I love my Lord, and I'm not perfect. He knows just how big of a dummy I can be, because He made me. I'm reminded every time when I was doing research for this message, which was supposed to be longer and supposed to be better, I heard this story about a little boy. Little boy had a boat. He's out in the river. He sailed his little boat. He's going, little boat of mine. Uh-oh. Current took his little boat. And it was gone. Oh, he was so upset. He had carved this little boat himself. He loved this little boat. He had carved his initials in it. He had painted it. He loved this little boat. And it was gone. He's like, Dad told me I should put a string on it. Sad. Just sad. About 3 weeks later, he went to the store with his mama. And there in the window was his little boat. And he went to the store owner. He says, Mister, he said, that's my little boat right there. He said, see, I carved my initials on it. He says, I made that little boat. That's my little boat. I don't know where you got it at, but I want my little boat back. And the store owner says, I'm sorry, son. He said, somebody brought that in. And I had to buy it from him to sell it to you. He said, so I can't let you have it without paying for it. So the little boy went out and he worked and he worked and he worked. And he said, he every day he'd go by the store. Okay, I ain't got enough for it yet. Nobody's got it yet. And every day. And finally he got the money to pay for that little boat. And he walked in there and gave it to him. And the guy gave him the boat. And he walked outside and he had that boat hugged up. And he said, oh, little boat of mine, you are mine twice. Mine because I made you, and mine because I bought you. And that's what Jesus has done for us. We are His twice. We are His first time because He made us. And we are His the second time because He bought us with His blood. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you and I praise you. We thank you and praise you for your love. We thank you and praise you for your redemption. I don't understand, Jesus, why I don't know why you chose me. And I don't know if any of my brothers and sisters sitting here today know why you chose them. But I'm so glad that you did. And we are all yours twice. Once because you made us, and once because you paid our sins. You paid with your blood. Father, I'm sorry that this message isn't any better. I want to do it for your glory and for your honor. But I pray that there be someone out there who responds to this message. Someone who says, I want what the fat kids got. I want what Pastor Jason's got. I want what the people of this church have. Eternal life. I pray, Lord, that this message calls him to you. Oh, Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. I love you.
Thank you so much. I love that a message on redemption was given by a man needing redemption, right? I mean, that's the perfect story, I think, and a perfect illustration of how God works in us and through us. The word says that he hides his glory in jars of clay. And it's such a good reminder of that none of us are perfect. All of us fall short of the glory of God. That's what makes the redemption and the story of Christ so special. There's no other religious system, no other spiritual practice. There's nothing like following after Christ. It's the only system, the only person in the whole entire cosmos that offers this free and perfect gift that transcends anything we could ever ask for or hope for, who takes and looks on imperfect people and says, Yeah, you're mine. What an amazing thing. I thank you so much, Walt, for sharing that message this morning, and especially considering the circumstances of this week, and I'm so grateful. I'm humbled that you pushed through. He told me before, he said, if there was a day to call in sick, this would have been it for him. And I said, thank you, Jesus, you did not, because that is much better than me up here rambling on about a bunch of stuff that wouldn't have been nearly as impactful as what you just gave. So thank you for that. Thank you for your faithfulness in pushing through that as well. It's no easy thing, no easy thing to do, even when well prepared. And what I love about the grace and mercy of God is that he can use a message you poured in your entire heart, soul, mind, life into every hour of every day, and he can use the one that you stumbled through and fell short on, and he can glorify it for his glory and for our good. So thank you for that. If you're here today and you responded to that message, we always want to offer you to come and make a decision. So if you're here and you're like, man, that really resonated with me, that I need redemption, make sure you know you can follow up on that by messaging us online. You can put a comment in the comment section. In person, find one of us here today. Walt's in the back. He'd love to talk with you. I would love to talk with you about what happens next when you experience that love, that forgiveness, that transformation is what we call it, and how that changes you moving forward. And so make sure you don't leave here today without following up in some way with us, because there's a big journey ahead that has a lot more twists and turns, but it all leads to this perfect place called heaven, but also is called for us to live it out here on earth together as part of his family. So make sure that you're responding to that this morning. If you have some questions like, I don't know, that sounds really good, but I'm kind of struggling with some things, and I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to jump all in on Jesus yet, make sure you know you can continue to come. What we want to foster here, and we continue to try to foster here, is a place where people who have doubts, questions, concerns, just don't know, right? Just walking through life, just having these issues and trying to work through things. This is a place you can come and have those without feeling like you're an outsider. You're here. You're with us. You're with those who are struggling along just as you're struggling, and we're all just trying to walk up to this perfect Savior and follow after him. And so know you're in good company, and keep on coming, even if you haven't made that decision to follow after Christ. Continue to come back and walk this journey with us, not just on Sunday mornings. I want to encourage you, plug into groups on Wednesday nights where we're walking through why we believe what we believe now. Plug into prayer meetings on Thursday nights, Saturday mornings. Come here when we're finishing up these walls, which, by the way, great job, all of you who helped out this past weekend. Thank you so much for your service to God, not to me, your service to Jesus and how this is going to transform this space. I'm so excited to be able to do this and be able to see this work. I was telling folks back in Wales this past Sunday, I was describing what was going on. I said, yeah, I got to get ready to go back. We're putting up these wall treatments. And I said, it's amazing. I said, I had this thing where I wrote this vision on this wall in my office 5 years ago. And it took 5 years. We're finally doing this. So, but God's timing is perfect. So I'm so grateful that we're going to get the opportunity to finish this stuff out and to move towards the next stage of this interior design to make it reflect God's glory and beauty. So I encourage you, plug in any of those places, all right? Don't sit and think, Sunday's good enough, all right? Sunday is just the tip of the iceberg. Sunday is the halftime show where we get encouragement and go back out into the battle, into the fight of our lives. But each and every day we need to follow and be around Christ and each other. So don't miss out on those opportunities that we have before us to do so. Now, before I let you off online and before we worship here in person, I did just briefly mention that I had a conversation with some folks across the pond this past week. I was just recently, Saturday morning, I got back from Wales. Some of you knew I was going on the trip, and I tried to make sure I let everybody know. But I just got back from this great trip, and I'm trying to hold this flag up the right way so it's, you can see what's going on here. Right, so I got back from Wales, and this is their flag, by the way. So our goal here is to form a partnership with a church or two in that country, and one, to be prayer partners together, and two, eventually to perhaps resource share and maybe send teams back and forth as we seek to see the gospel go beyond just Pownal, go beyond Vermont, but go all the way over to Wales and other parts of the world, and how we can help each other do that together. And so that's the hope and vision and plan. I met with, 60 pastors. We've traveled all over the country. We went all the way from Cardiff to where was the top part? We went all over the country. It was a long ways. I went a long ways in 10 days and got to really dive into a lot of different lives and meet a lot of different people. And I came away, again, just humbled that God would use me to start this process, but that God has given us as a church an opportunity to be able to connect with people that we would never have the opportunity to connect with and to see God's kingdom expand and grow beyond our borders here in Pownal. So I will give a full update and presentation on what all happened in that whole process and how it all went down, and I'll show some photos and everybody can ooh and ah, and then you can start catching the vision of, like, what is God asking us to do here? Because, again, I think ultimately the goal is going to be to start sending folks back and forth at some point, but what's first is going to happen, us praying together and to be praying over our churches back and forth. So we're going to get into that a little more over the next few weeks. I'll let you know when that presentation is going to be. It won't be next week, because next week is Father's Day, all right? So Father's Day, I'm so excited about. Hopefully all you dads are the dads ready for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Leah. Appreciate that. All right. Yes. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something. Yes. All right. So what we're going to do here next week is we're going to get a great message. You're going to get me, so I'm not going to say it's going to be a great message, but you're going to get a message from me, prayerfully from God, next Sunday as we talk about the real life of dads and out of men and of what this looks like. And we're going to talk a lot about failure, Walt, because that's going to be kind of, I think, pretty typical of men in general. I'm like, all right, let's talk about real life stuff. I'm not going to talk about, yeah, let's get up and fight. We're going to be real next week. All right. So if you want to have a real life men session with me next week, we're going to let it all hang out and talk about all the issues and struggles we're battling with day in and day out. So make sure that you're with us next Sunday morning for Father's Day message. There's a gift coming, which, by the way, Kathy, did you see those gifts come in? Yes. They're a lot bigger than I anticipated. So at any rate, I'll just tease you with that. You got a gift, guys, next week. So how was the what? What color's the car? Right, yeah. We'll see you next week. So if you're a guy, make sure you're coming. Bring your guy friends. Bring your bring people outside. This is always want you to bring people from outside what you say a church background, right? Or for believers or whatever that happens. Whatever you think you need to invite, forget those people. Invite the people that are far from God that you'll say, they'll never show up. Invite them anyway and pray that they will during the week as we lead up to Sunday and have them come and be involved next Sunday morning and get a gift out of it. Also, is this Saturday? We're working on these walls again. So, hey, guys, Sunday morning, be here. Saturday morning, be here as we're working on these walls as well and getting this wood treatment put up. I'm guessing the plan is to finish it next week. Yes, that's the hope and plan and goal and prayer. Please, Jesus, all right? So to make that happen, it's going to take, some people. If we don't have enough tools, we'll alternate. We'll work shifts. I don't know what we'll do. We'll get it done, though. So make sure you're checking in and coming next Saturday at 8. 8, Brian, are we at 8, all right? 8 until noon. Hopefully we'll be done before then if we get it motivated and get it fast enough. But be here Saturday to help out, Sunday for Father's Day message, and I just can't wait to get into this stuff with you guys this week. So thank you online for being with us. We're going to close this out online today before we worship in person. Make sure if you want to worship where you are, check out our playlist on our YouTube channel that has all the things we're doing today that you can do in the comfort of your own home or with your friends and family this week. So can't wait to see you guys next time. God bless. Thank you.